Before leaving for St. Petersburg this morning, President Bush wrapped up NATO business in Prague. At the final session, the President and British Prime Minister Tony Blair were spared some embarrassment by a creative seating chart. NPR's Guy Raz explains from Prague.
French officials often complain about the dominance of English at NATO events. After all, French, along with English, is the official language of NATO. Few ministers address these meetings in French anymore, and officials are seated alphabetically, according to their country's English names. Normally, the United Kingdom can be chummy with its neighbor, the United States. But when NATO members sat down with non-members at a special meeting today, organizers opted for a French seating chart. The reason? Ukraine. President Bush of the United States and Prime Minister Tony Blair of the United Kingdom didn't want to be near Ukraine's Leonid Kuchma, who's been accused of approving military sales to Iraq. So, Les États-Unis was seated between Estonia and the ex-Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of Royaume-Uni, was able to brush shoulders with the leaders of Romania and Slovenia. NATO officials like Secretary General George Robertson had strongly discouraged Ukraine's president from attending the summit at all.
The president of Ukraine knows that there's a shadow over him in relation to the possible export of Kolchuga radar systems to Iraq. That concern remains because questions have still not been answered.
Last month, U.S. and British inspectors sent to Kiev to investigate the claims came away accusing Ukraine of evading the truth. President Kuchma denies approving the radar sale and showed up in Prague over NATO's objections. Today's session between NATO officials and Ukraine's foreign minister, Anatoly Zelenko, was reportedly frosty. Zelenko refused to take questions afterwards and read a brief statement.
We would like to continue cooperation and to prove that these groundless accusations based on the assumption. Thank you very much.
Ukraine wasn't the only pariah state at the meetings today. The president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, was shut out of the meetings entirely and denied a visa to the Czech Republic because NATO officials regard his rule as increasingly autocratic and brutal. In his stead was the country's representative to NATO. He delivered a rambling statement in a closed-door session where he called NATO's decision to bar his president ignominious. Guy Raz, NPR News, Prague.